according to the fullness of times, of the word, the testimony, the covenants, and the cleansings, God has given his servants and prophets meals to serve his people, that darkness in men might be destroyed. Behold, the Lord's table is laden with meals to build a generation of overcomers. From this table comes the ministration of grace from God's servant. Listen and be blessed.
Praise the Lord. So, Daddy was talking this morning, and while he was speaking, you know, one of the pictures I saw was that our journey of faith is actually not simple. And because I know that we have a lot of young people, you must know that it is not just a sprint. It is actually a marathon. It's a very long journey, and it is not simple. So there is nothing about knowing God that is simple. You know, people say, if you don't get it, forget it. It is not like knowing God. If you don't get it, you must get it. You must do whatever it takes. You know, the Bible says that if you don't have wisdom, there's a place in Proverbs said, when you cry out, that you have to cry out after understanding. So it's not about if you don't get it, forget it. You know, we have a lot of trending slangs. If you don't get it, I beg, forget it. No, it's not when it comes to eternal life, it is not like that. And eternal life is not simple. Tell neighbor, say eternal life is not simple. It is not simple. So, as Daddy was talking this morning, and I know we were talking about the issue that even before you can come to the knowledge of truth, you would have, first of all, be committed to the word. You know, then when you even now get to knowing the truth, that is just the beginning of another curriculum. So you will see that there is nothing simple about coming into life. It is layers of knowledge, thirst. You know, as I sat down there this afternoon, Daddy was just speaking. One of the prayers I started praying to God was I was just like, God, in this journey, don't let me ever come to a point in which I am satisfied until I get to the final destination. Yes, it is a long journey, but I don't want to get settled at any point in time. Like Daddy told us in the morning, at every level, before you say you have become the overcomer, you have been overcoming gradually. And for each level of overcoming, there's a level of satisfaction that can come, that can actually deter you from moving on, you know, to the next. So I prayed, but said, God, help me to really focus and not be satisfied until we get to that place of our inheritance. I know one of the things that, as I was thinking, one of the stories that really came to mind was the story of Elisha and Elijah in 2 Kings chapter 2. You know, that's, if you read that story, it's very funny. You know, all the sons of the prophets, they knew that Elijah was going. So just like all of us know that our inheritance is what? Eternal life. We know that. If you ask anybody here that has been in the truth, we all know you can share it. You can even talk about it. So, but they knew it. But you know, I used to wonder that why did they know it? That Elijah was going and they never thought about having the inheritance. Now, why was it that it was just only Elisha that was particular about receiving what Elisha had? And you will see in that scripture from verse 1, they started sharing the revelation with Elisha. Now, do you know that your master, came to pass when the Lord will take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind? Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Verse 2, and Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. So you will see that Elisha was actually ready to follow Elijah all the way. But like Pastor said, when it comes to the issue of laying out on inheritance, you actually have to fight. You know, Pastor printed something very beautiful this afternoon. He said that the building is actually the warfare. That if you, your family, nobody has graduated, has become a graduate before, you're going through the university and eventually coming out is actually the battle you fought. Not the graduation is just a product of all the warfare that you went through. So the same thing also, laying hold, you know, like that tongues that came, you know, laying hold on eternal life, there's actually a battle. And that battle is actually the building. Is actually the raising. So we must see that, you know, so, you know, because many times some of us could be discouraged. Oh, it's as if I'm not growing. It's as if I'm not making progress. That is the battle. Go, 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 go. That is, so you're actually in the right course. That is the real battle. The battle of being built, the battle of being raised. It is after you have done that, you can actually get the inheritance. So you see Elisha here, you know, said he should stay here. And Elijah did everything to discourage him. For him, that journey was the process of laying hold. So you see, we said, I will follow you. Then you see verse 5. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came up to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yes, I know it. So they also knew that something was happening in the spirit. But you were not ready to pay them. And you will see it at several times. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to you. So we see at different times, there were things that were trying to stop Elisha from following to the end. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And the two went on. You know, Pastor Alfred said something today when we were finished. He said, by the end of this life campaign, that all of us would have been convinced and we will cast our vote for eternal life. So this guy has already voted to do what? To follow Elijah to the end. So in verse 7, say 50 men of the sons of the prophets went. So they too, they were actually journeying with them. They journeyed to, so, but they got to a particular point. They stood to view afar off. And the two stood by Jordan. So Elisha and Elijah stood there. And verse 8, and Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smoothed the waters, and they were divided either and thither, so that the two went over on the dry ground. Next verse. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon. And of course, we know what he said, if you can see me, he said, you cannot. What am I trying to say? You will see these 50 prophets, they kept tackling Elisha. Do you know that today? And that was like a form of distraction. And you will see them staying. So he could as well as join them and continue sharing the revelation. What am I trying to say? You know, Reverend said something that really touched my heart today, that it's not just about knowing that we need to overcome. It's about also the timing. You know, that, you know, because many times we look at it and we feel in this journey into eternal life that we have time. You know, just look at it, oh, I still have maybe about 40 or 30 years ahead of me. But another thing really hits me today, that even coming into the inheritance, there is a timing attached to it. There is a timing attached to it. So what am I trying to say? You see, if the devil will do many things, either he wants to discourage you from believing, or you may not, you know, the Bible says fight the good fight of faith. So for you also even lay hold on it, you have to even have some level of faith that you must believe that, oh, this thing that they are saying are true. So when you now even overcome that, another thing is the issue of timing. Because you can keep postponing it and say, we will get there one day. You know, there's a way you can receive the word and you are not applying the word in such a way that you want to see that thing happen now in your life. You are building in the future. You are seeing the building in the future. No, don't know that the building is actually what? Now. Especially for students. You know, many of us, we just feel this thing is just what we just do on four-year campus. I want to shock you. It's not a four-year campus thing. It's not a five-year campus thing. It is a lifetime journey. And so even right now, we must keep building in such a way that we are conscious of what? The now. So you see Elisha was, even though those guys were sharing revelation and saying about everything, you see that he was very conscious and focused in what he was doing. He was focused about what was going to happen now. What I just want to encourage us tonight is that as these words are coming, there's a lot of battle. All of us are at different levels of battle. Some people it is, my GO does not say this kind of thing. They were letting some people, they are at that level of battle. So that this thing they're saying is sounding strange. Some people, you have already believed the word, but you know you see it in the future. That daddies and mommies are lonely for now. Our cats are going to school now. You know, we are at different levels, but in this season, God wants all of us to be convinced and to invest, to fight every distraction. I know that our building, gone, is the warfare. It is as we are built, as we are raised, that we are actually fighting the fight of faith to lay hold on eternal life. And if we fight it well, if we are able to, you know, move past all the distractions, commit ourselves to it, and have a whole lot of faith in our hearts, then we will see the fruit of all the words that we are hearing. I know, like we were taught in the morning, like I said when I started, it is not simple. It is not a sprint journey. It is a long journey that we must all be committed to. So as the word is coming, you know, someone can ask, oh, all these things they are saying, it looks very far. Let your attitude be like that of Mary. When you're going to tell people that you're going to get pregnant, said, how is it going to be? Said the Holy Spirit. It has never happened before. Some of us don't know what eternal life means. You know, as I just said, hey, so is it possible that somebody can be sinless and deathless? Your attitude should be like that of Mary, that these words are coming. Be it unto me according to your words. That in my lifetime, these words will not just be revelation. It will be witnessed in my lifetime. And I pray that on this month, by the time we finish, like Pastor Alfred prayed for us this morning, that we would all have been convinced to a point that we will cast our long, not just a short-term vote, though. You know, people change party. You can choose NPC today and decide to choose. We will cast our long vote to commit ourselves to the journey of laying hold on our inheritance, which is eternal life. The Lord bless us all.
We believe you have been fed by this inspiring ministration from God's servant. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our special meetings? You can join us every Wednesday for the special teaching series by 6 p.m. or on Sundays by 8 a.m. online or on-site at Eternal Life Embassy Assembly around you. For inquiries, call 0704-921-2074 or 0703-395-8818 or visit www.fmeli.org. Remain blessed.